Nice to see so many supportive parents. And by the way, as you listen this morning, there's parents and other family members and friends. You can use instant input. If you go to slbradio.org, you'll find our instant input section there. And you can say hello to the person performing. Let them know how well you think they did. Send them some words of encouragement. Just go to slbradio.org. Instant input. There's a section where you can type in your message. Or you can send an email to us at slb@slbradio.org. We're just about ready to get started. And I'm looking forward to the pianists that we have today. And they range in age from 6 to 16. We're not going in numerical order. We're kind of all mixed up a little bit. But Andrew Lee is going to play first. Andrew is 6, and he is in first grade at St. Alphonsus. And we'll talk with him in a bit, but he is going to play for us now. This is Andrew Lee. Just beautiful. That is Andrew Lee. And Andrew, I wonder if we... Yes, that's perfect. We're going to sneak you in right by this microphone so we can get to know you a little bit. That's fine. We'll put on some headphones. You'll be able to hear me a little bit better. That was Au Clair de la Lune by Jean-Baptiste Lully. And that was very nice. How long have you played piano, Andrew?
1 second.
1 second? Or 1 year? Has it been a year?
Yes.
You're very good. What has been the most fun thing about learning to play the piano, or what has been fun about playing?
Learning new things.
It is neat, because you must have... You probably learned something, and then once you learn that, you can learn something else, right? And then you keep building on it. What do you like to do when you're not playing the piano? Do you have anything that you like to do for fun?
Play Wii.
And what are some of the Wii games that you like?
Super Mario Bros.
Do you ever do anything outside?
Play ball.
Do you? What kind? Do you play football or baseball, or what sports do you like?
Soccer.
How about, do you ever do anything out in the woods or do any rock climbing?
Rock climbing
sounds like a lot of fun. Who do you go with?
Mom.
Well, very nice. Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
My family.
Your whole family? And who are they? Your mom and who else?
Dad.
Excellent. Anything else you want to say? It's nice to talk to you. It says here you like to swim and that you're in the martial arts too. Is that true? What martial arts do you do? Taekwondo or what?
Taekwondo.
Is it Taekwondo?
Yes.
I've got that right. Well, it's very nice to meet you. And Isaac McKinley is going to play next. And Isaac, I can tell who Isaac is because he's the oldest of the group here. The senior member, the elder statesman, Isaac McKinley, who's going to play a piece by Debussy. Isaac goes to Seneca Valley High School, which last I checked is, I'm trying to remember, it's close to Butler County, right? The Seneca Valley. And he's in 10th grade. He's 16. He also plays the trombone in a marching band and is an athlete playing football and basketball. And here now is Isaac McKinley from the Center for Young Musicians on the Saturday Light Brigade Youth Expression Showcase. Isaac McKinley, bravo. And I have a few messages for Isaac as soon as he takes a seat. And that was beautifully done. He's representing the Center for Young Musicians. Let's see. Are you Hafsa?
Yeah.
I was like, is this your mom?
Yeah.
She was talking to you through the glass, and I thought she was talking to me through the glass because you're in between us. And I was like waving and smiling, and I couldn't figure out why. And then I realized she was really talking to you instead of me. Is that that's the way it was, right? You were there. It's nice to have you here. And Isaac, that was absolutely beautiful. How long have you been playing? More than a second?
Yeah, probably about 8-9 years.
Yeah, you're really accomplished. And let me tell you, before I forget, that Natalie and Mom are listening in Cranberry Township this morning. We love you, Isaac. Good luck. Play well. Natalie and Mommy, it actually says here. And you also have a message from Sarah that says, Isaac, you rock. We are awaiting your awesome music. That sent before you played, obviously. And we love you. And I think, yes, that's those are the messages that came in for you. So you're in 10th grade now. Have you thought at all about life after high school yet?
I'll probably go to college. I'm still undecided where, but...
Yeah, it's a little early. Playing trombone and marching band has got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Is this second year for you doing that or first?
Yeah, I just finished my second year.
And do you play in an orchestra also?
No, my school doesn't have an orchestra, so...
Okay, yeah. So the Center for Young Musicians has got to be pretty important for instrumental instruction, because you probably wouldn't have an opportunity to play piano in school, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My parents, my sisters, anybody else who I know who might be listening.
Excellent. And do you have any advice for anybody, maybe a little younger than you, who's just starting to play piano? Somebody maybe Andrew's age or maybe Hafsa's age, you know, who hasn't played piano yet, maybe even an adult, as to how best to start and some of the things you might have to work through.
You have to practice a lot. I wasn't very good until, like, I started practicing. Then I became really good, but it takes practice, a lot of hard work. Yeah, I guess that's what the advice I would give.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And I hope you'll keep in touch. I hope we'll see you here again. Now, the aforementioned Hafsa is about to play Hafsa. And before she plays, I want to mention that Uzma Shahzad say that we love you. Mama and Daddy are so proud of you. Tori is listening to you, too. And I'm glad they wrote to you. By the way, if you want to write to anybody, just go to slbradio.org, slbradio.org, and you can type in instant input your greeting. Hafsa is going to play a Bach minuet that I think you'll probably recognize. Here she is, 10 years of age, in fourth grade at Winchester Thurston's North Hills campus. Hafsa Shahzad, and what a beautiful job she did. And I know that she is in the gymnastics and swimming. Tony McCann will be up next, by the way. And Tony, you can get ready as I talk with Hafsa. That was beautifully done, and it was minuet in G minor. Can you tell me a little bit about playing the piano? What do you like about playing the piano? Come a little closer.
I like learning new things and practicing.
Yeah, Andrew said that too. There's always something new that you can learn. Now, gymnastics, gymnastics are things I could never do. I could barely do a forward roll, let alone anything else. Are you one of these people that can do cartwheels and, you know, flips and things?
Yes.
What other kinds of things do you do in gymnastics?
I like doing kickovers and roundoffs.
What's a kickover?
A kickover is when you bridge up on the floor and then you kick your feet over your head.
Kick your feet over your head. Your head is much lower to the ground than my head, but I guess that doesn't matter, does it? That's pretty, I would think that would be pretty hard to do. Is it hard?
A little bit, but you just have to practice.
It's probably really fun after you do it. Practicing seems pretty important. Is it important in playing piano, too?
Yes.
How often do you practice?
Sometimes I'm a little bit too busy, but when I have enough time, I usually practice for half an hour or an hour.
And do you do that every day?
No.
But
yeah,
you try to do it a few times a week, maybe?
Yeah.
Excellent. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
Yes, I'd like to say hi to my family, my mom and my dad, and my friends from school, and Tori.
Very good. Who's Tori?
She's my friend in my neighborhood.
Oh, how nice. Hi, Tori. Very good. You did such a beautiful job. Now, next up is Tony McCann, and Tony is going to be playing one of the, I think, the only 20th century song, and it's one I think you'll recognize. Tony is in fifth grade at Pennsylvania Virtual Charter School, and his hobbies include piano, basketball, and more piano. So we'll talk with Tony in a little bit. Once again, this is Tony McCann. Was Tony McCann. Bravo. As Tony makes his way over to the microphone, I don't know if you know that when Paul McCartney wrote the melody to that song, he had the word scrambled eggs in mind. Did you know that? Scrambled eggs, da-da-da-da-da-da, it's true. He said that in interviews before. You can Google it. Everything's accurate. If the computer says it so, but it really, he said that in a number of interviews. So, Tony, how long have you played piano?
Almost 3 years now.
And you're 11, and I gather because it says your hobbies are piano, basketball, and more piano that you really like to play. Do you play classical as well, or do you prefer to play more modern songs like the song you just did?
Like, more modern songs. Mostly, like, I know that Yesterday isn't a good example, but I'm actually kind of into boogie woogie.
Really?
Yeah, and jazz.
Excellent. So are you able to do the left hand boogie woogie, like bum 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 bum?
Yeah.
That part, that's
it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun, and it's hard if your hand, you know, as your hand gets bigger, it probably gets easier. I was curious if, and this is maybe a little bit of a tough question, but can you think of something that was really hard to do that you figured out and now is easy as can be in piano?
In piano? Well, I think trying to, like, sight reading has always been a big problem.
And that's when you see music for the very first time and just try to play it in the right tempo and with the right notes without kind of studying it first, right?
Yeah.
Are you getting better at that?
I'm getting better. If it's a song that I really like, then it's like, it's weird. If it's a song I like, then it's easier to sight read. It's weird.
Yeah, well, you might be more motivated to do it, or if you know the song already, it probably helps a little bit.
Yeah.
Would you like to say hi to anybody?
My family, my pet. My pets, actually.
Anybody else? What are your pets' names?
I have Libby, my golden retriever. My two parakeet budgies, Taffy and Jay, and my fish, he's a beta. We named him Marco.
Marco the beta.
Yeah, it's a Chinese fighting fish.
And Libby, the golden retriever.
Yeah.
What a nice menagerie you've got. Great. Well, thank you. That was Tony McGann. And now we have Hannah Sennett and Sarah Patel. And Hannah is playing cello. And Sarah is playing piano, and they are going to do Camille Saint-Saëns' The Swan. Thank you. That was terrific, Sarah Patel and Hannah Sinnott. We're going to get them over to the microphones in just a moment. Maybe you could sit right in front here so I can see you better, and we'll find a chair. We'll find a chair for you, or what a gentleman, Isaac will give up his seat, and another gentleman, and Andrew. Andrew will give up his chair. So we can say hello. So that great pianist you just heard is wearing a Death Cab for Cutie shirt. So you're eclectic in terms of musical taste. And the pianist, Sarah, did I pronounce your last name correct?
Yes,
it's
you
Patel.
Did.
And you're 16 in 10th grade, and Hannah is 15. You're both at North Allegheny Intermediate High School. Let me start with you, Sarah. Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Yeah, I play piano, obviously, and I dance, and I do a lot of school stuff.
What kinds of activities are you involved in?
Like dancing, and I am in the National Junior Honor Society for our school, and I'm in JCL, which is our Latin club, so...
So you're learning Latin?
Yes.
And JCL stands for?
Junior Classical League.
That's pretty awesome. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
Just everyone out there.
The whole wide world?
Yeah.
Well, saying hello to your collaborator is Grandma Weiss. Do you know who Grandma Weiss is, Hannah? Grandma Weiss, I hope you do. Grandma Weiss says, Hannah, when you were a little girl, you were on SLB playing the cello, and I was listening. As I recall, you were very good and didn't miss a note. Hope you do the same today. Your proud grandma from McCandless. I didn't want to jinx you by reading that before you played.
Thanks.
And it is... fun to see you again because you're 15. You've been playing since you were three, right?
Three, four, and give or take. I don't know.
And I don't. Hopefully, it's not embarrassing to reminisce like this. But it was so cool because you were learning to play with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And does he still play?
Yeah.
And so it's got to be a lot of fun. Tell me what you're into now. Any hobbies or things you like to do?
Art, I guess, and cello, and I'm also in the NJHS, and then we take different languages, but I'm in the German club.
I was in German club too. I wanted to learn German because I thought it would be a good language for science and math and things like that. What did you mention? Something, NGH?
NJHS. Is it National Juniors Honor Society?
Oh, okay. So you both did that. Do either of you know what you might like to do after high school?
I have no idea.
Hannah has no idea. It was really great. Sarah just pointed to Hannah Hannah? It's a little early to figure that out yet.
Yeah.
Do you want to say hi to anybody besides Grandma Weiss?
My family, I guess. And... yeah, that's it.
You did a great job. Anybody you'd like to say hi to, Sarah?
My family.
Did anybody want to say something they forgot to say at all? You guys did great, and we want to thank the Center for Young Musicians. You can learn more about Center for Young Musicians programs by going to their website, and I'm going to check. We should have linked to it from... slbradio.org. We did. Youngmusicians.org. Youngmusicians.org. Or you can phone them at 724-935-0505. Thank you, all of you. You really did a terrific job. Your parents and family members are eager to meet you. And what a terrific job you've done. Thank you.